You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got all of it, local, state, national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is not Monday. It is not Taco Tuesday. It is the middle of the week. It is indeed hump day. Hit it, boom shakalaka.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Oh, man. I've been doing that for 2 years, and it still just gets all over me.
It's just the best part of Wednesday.
How you doing? That's Boomer, by the way, on the board.
That's Boomer. I'm here.
Good.
Yep, good.
All good?
Good.
Okay, all good.
Just good.
Good. Like it. I got to tell you before I even go into the show, so yesterday I had that coughing moment on the air.
Yes.
Yes.
You did have a few coughing moments.
Stop. Anyway, but something was said about cough drops, and next thing I know, Chris from Gadsden texted in and said, "You got to try Fisherman's Friend cough drops." And then like five or six other people are all chiming in, "Yeah, Phil, Fisherman's Friend." I'm like, "What is this Fisherman's Friend?" So Chris from Gadsden sent some over. Boomer and I tried them right before the show started. Holy crap.
Wow.
I'm just going to say, there's so much menthol on those things, I thought my head was on fire.
They look weird, but man, they do the trick.
Oh, my word. Is it possible to get addicted? It's like a little bag of crack rocks.
Probably.
I don't know. Anyway, thank you much, Chris, for Gadsden. I'm squared away now. Okay, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. 4 p.m. today. It's Wednesday, so it's time for the Grand Council, scheduled with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Maybe not Dale Jackson. He may have just texted me and maybe just said he might have a conflict, and I'm like, dude, I'm calling you out hard on this. But anyway, Grand Council is scheduled for 4 o'clock. Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, boom.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, I'm calling it Raise Up That Child. You've heard the verse in Proverbs, I'm sure. Raise up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. Well, you know, sometimes raising them up is what you instill in them, obviously. It's what you say and do and how you nurture them and grow them and take care of them. But you know what? How we do that sometimes matters. And one of the things we're finding more and more is that libraries and book publishers are out of control. But there are still some fine examples out there of things we can bring to our kids to read. And I'm going to talk about some of that, especially from personal experience. Raise up that child. That's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, election interference. Now, that's a big difference between that and election integrity. Election integrity is when you question the processes. Was the counting done correctly? Election interference is when you either A, stop people from voting, or B, stop a candidate from running. And we're seeing a lot of that. I'd say 2020 was the year of election integrity questions, and I'm thinking 2024 may wind up being the year of election interference questions. We'll talk about that number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, we're going to revisit it because it's even more a thing than it was a few months ago. Shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is just the most awful deception I've ever seen perpetrated on people, consumers. So, yeah, shrinkflation is when you go and you pay the same amount and then you realize later the package has less in it than it used to. Oh, I see how it works. Rather than try to actually join us and let us see the problems, they try to hide it. Yeah. Net weight, a little different than it was. Shrinkflation, that's number three on the triple dipper. And by the way, I'll tell you when I do which fast food restaurants appear to have the worst shrinkflation themselves. All right, let me jump over here to my monologue. And just a reminder to you, the Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics throughout North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, they got five locations around the Birmingham area, Atala. Listen, this is who I use. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics open 7 days a week. They provide great care, and they are the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and we really appreciate it. All right, let me jump in here, and I'll just tell you what I'm about to say. Somebody might challenge it if they want to. They can. I have my position. I believe that we're in a war on Christianity. I do. I think that we are in a war on Christianity. Earlier this year, in February of 2023, National Public Radio, you know NPR, that uber-liberal media arm of the U.S. government funded with your tax dollars, it ran a story in which they made the audacious, salacious, and somewhat contumacious claim that, quote, more than half of Republicans support Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism? Say it ain't so. You mean there's people out there who believe in Jesus and love America? Heresy. NPR, though, went on to describe it as a long-held fringe viewpoint, which has recently gained a foothold in American politics and particularly in the GOP. According to a survey that was the centerpiece of NPR's screeching piece on the ills of being a so-called Christian nationalist, the adherents of Christian nationalism will supposedly go to great lengths to impose their vision of the country. Impose. I've never actually met someone who could ever impose a Christian faith. See, here's the bottom line. I love Jesus. I believe he's my Lord. And I love the United States of America, and I believe it's the greatest country on the face of the earth. I believe in the Bible. I support and defend the Constitution. Am I wrong for doing so? I don't think so. I'm pretty comfortable with it. The screechers are going to tell you can't mix politics and faith. I would reply that my faith cannot be separated from me, and if I'm in politics, that my faith naturally goes with me. You don't have to believe what I believe. That's the beauty of Christianity. It's a freely made decision, a matter of choice in both heart and mind. And you don't have to love this country. The Constitution guarantees you that right. But the same Constitution also guarantees me the right, the actual right, to believe what I believe and to say so. I am perfectly content, and I find no disparity in the idea that I can love the Lord and love my country. And because I love the Lord, I want my country to know him like I do. It's really as simple as that. Does that make me a Christian nationalist? Maybe so. I'll wear that t-shirt every day of the week. But Phil, what if you're wrong? What if God's not real? Really? Okay, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? What have I lost? What have I lost if God's not real? I've committed my belief system to a faith, then, that calls me to be strong and courageous, to seek wisdom, to be faithful to my wife, to extend charity to others, to take strong stands and to have hope, to have a strong work ethic, to not live in excess. So yeah, really, if my faith isn't real, although I believe it is, then what have I lost? Nothing. If I'm wrong about God, I've lost nothing. But if non-believers are wrong about God, they've lost everything. So yeah, I reckon I'm a Christian nationalist, guilty as charged. But I'll tell you what, the same knuckleheads that would conjure up the ridiculous narrative that loving the Lord and loving America makes us dangerous are actually moving forward with the intent to brand us like that. In my estimation, there's an assault on Christianity that is ongoing right now. Liberal progressives at the Center for American Progress published a piece just last year that labeled Christian nationalism as the biggest threat to America's religious freedom. Good Lord. Oh, I'm going to have to use that cough drop again. I can already tell. Man, this has been going on all week. The liberal progressives at the Center for American Progress published a piece just last year that labeled Christian nationalism as the single biggest threat to America's religious freedom. Yeah, they went there. The claim was made in their tedious screed that Christian nationalists seek to undermine democracy, make America a nation for Christians only, which could lead to violence and discrimination, especially, they claim, against the LGBTQ2IA+ people, women, and other religious minorities. Huh. I'll be honest, I've never met a Christian who believes that. Not one. I've met plenty who, like me, pray for revival, but I've never once said that America is for Christians only. I've had friends and loved ones who don't believe like me. I've gone to war alongside men who don't believe like me. But nonetheless, the progressive left is determined that Christians who love America are somehow the problem. Well, also in February of this year, the nationally known Brookings Institution hosted a forum on the threat of white Christian nationalism. Oh, now it's racial, too. In the opening lines of the introductory website for the forum, it stated, quote, The rising influence of white Christian nationalism in some circles of American politics is posing a major threat to the health of our democracy and culture. There's some hogwash. But folks, they won't be content. They won't. Until they can eradicate your deeply held beliefs of God and country. And I believe the day is coming when we will have to be prepared to choose. I mean, take a look around the world. It's not just here. Look at what's happening in the highly westernized country, our newest NATO ally, by the way, Finland. This is a country who we could potentially have to go to war alongside, where a respected member of Finland's parliament is about to have to appear in court in the next few days for a second time for the heinous offense of quoting Bible verses in her social media posts. Her name is Päivi Räsänen, and she's a 62-year-old medical doctor, a grandmother of seven, and a parliamentarian. She's been cited by Finnish prosecutors for what they call hate speech. Charges which were already dismissed once over a year ago, but inexplicably the charges have now been renewed. So apparently in 2019, Räsänen tweeted her questions about her church's sponsorship of an LGBTQ event. In doing so, she cited Romans 1:24-27, which talks about homosexuality and states that, quote, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Well, when the charges against her were made public, the Finnish state prosecutor said that Räsänen's comments were made to cause intolerance, contempt, and hatred towards homosexuals. It was said that the use of the word sin could be harmful. First of all, the prosecutors don't think much about the resilience of their own Finnish people if using a word like sin can cause those good people to have to pitch over into a fetal position. But secondly, have you noticed that the real intolerance, contempt, and hatred appears to actually be levied against Räsänen? But she's kept a great attitude. She's expressed her desire to stand up against this in what she calls all necessary courts. And in her words, if writings based on biblical teachings were to be condemned, that would mean a serious restriction of freedom of religion. It's natural this would raise concern among Christians, both in Finland and internationally, she said. But Phil, that's Finland. This is America. Yes, the same America where your tax dollars paid for the NPR attack on so-called Christian nationalism. The same America where the FBI internal memos directed a strong investigative predisposition against traditional Catholics. But the reality is, the Bible gives us perspective. And the Constitution guarantees our right to the free exercise of our faith. Period. End of story. In America, unless we abdicate our rights, the default is always to err on the side of liberty. In essence, I believe I almost have to be a Christian nationalist. Christ is why I live, America is where I live, and if I separate one from the other in my mind, I'm likely to lose the protections of both. Without God, I'm lost, and without the Constitution, I can have others deny my faith in God. So yeah, Christian nationalism, sure. If you want to put a label on someone who loves the Lord and loves America and believes the two go well together, just go ahead, label me that, I don't care. If I'm wrong, I've lost nothing. If they're wrong, they've lost everything. But you get ready, folks. I'm thinking the day's drawing near. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And I mean what I said. I mean, folks, listen. Christian nationalism, I mean, what is that really? The bottom line is this. If we separate our faith from our love for our country, if we separate the two, then basically we are weaker for it. I love the Lord and I love the Constitution. I love this country and I love serving my God. The two go hand in hand. Christian nationalism. Make me a t-shirt. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are indeed open. You are welcome to it, 833-687-4448. If you text in for the very first time, text the word Right Side Ruffian to that number, 833-687-4448, which is also 833-68-RIGHT. text the word right side. You'll get an automated message back that says, you know, hey, you right side ruffian, thanks for joining us and tell us your first name and where you're from. And yeah, we'll get you input in the system, which is pushing, I mean, we're pushing 1,000 people in that text line. Woof. Anyway, love to have you in there. Bunch of folks already texted. Let's see what we got over here. Tony from Piedmont wants to know if I've ever been waterboarded. No, sir, I can't say that I have. Although I did do a neti pot one time, and I felt like I was waterboarding myself, but that's okay. John from Huntsville. If you guys start making a lot of mistakes, I'll just blame it on those fishermen's cough drops. Thank you. I'm saying they might create a buzz. I don't know. Mark from Athens says, Senator Williams, my Christianity is not part of my life. It is my whole being. My political patriotism is not my being, but my life's actions. I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you much. Mike from Rainbow City, spot on, sir. Well said. Thank you, brother. Louis from Arab says, call me a Christian nationalist. I'll wear that badge daily. I think I'll need to start a revolution. There we go. Who else we got here? Crazy Joe from Decatur sent me a meme. I guess he grabbed my word screecher. But anyway, yeah, he shows a picture of, there's a classic picture out there right now of some liberals that are like screaming and stuff, and this is one of them. Brian from Huntsville says, alas, Christian nationalist who twist Metallica, you label me, label you, I dub thee forgiven. Okay, Metallica, that didn't see that coming, but there you go. Listen, yeah, Christian nationalism, they got to find something to say, right? I mean, I look at it. Have you ever heard the term Christian nationalism, Boomer? Is that?
I've heard it. I mean,
does it strike you as even being legit?
Nope.
Don't beat around the bush now. Tell me how you feel.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, in my head, it just kind of just won't.
Yeah. I mean, there are some who are saying, like I read, I mean, to write that monologue last night, I was reading several articles.
Yeah.
And some of the hyperbole is unbelievable. I mean, in the number of articles out there about how this is a threat to our society, they're trying to undermine democracy. Shut up.
I know, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they just keep trying to find things.
Because that's what Christians do. We yeah. try to undermine democracy.
Uh-huh. Watch out.
Scary. Hey, before we run out of time, how's the pick'em going?
Oh, pick'em's going good. Hey, we got over 70 people have already signed up, and the picks came out last night or this morning, so you can go on and pick your teams. And again, if you're not registered for our college pick'em, just a fun game we have going on with Yahoo, go to our website, www.rightsideradio.org. It is in the top right-hand corner. Click it. There's the directions and another link to sign up.
Takes all of what, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes?
About a minute and a half, 2 minutes, yeah, to sign up if you want to join us. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So how many people? 71, you said?
Over 70.
Come on.
I think hit over 100 before we actually start this week.
And we're going to figure out if there's a tie.
If there's
how do we do Thunderdome?
But there on the picks, there's a tiebreaker for each week at the bottom. You have to pick a score. So they do it for you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Loving it. Steve from Coleman just texted in and says, love the monologue. Spot on. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, man. All right. Listen, we're heading to a break. We'll come right back. We'll jump into Dipper number one. I'm calling it Raise Up That Child. So I got to tell you the story about a young kid named Jaden. It's pretty cool if you haven't already heard it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.